Second date update.
Most of the time when we have listeners come back on the show for another second date update, it's because we screwed up on the first try.
Well,
and failed to help them.
Yeah, I mean, seems
you're right, Brooke. It
is
what we do best. But I agree. But that's actually not the case today, because we have a guy named Abraham on the phone. I don't know if you remember him, but last time he was on, good old Honest Abe was at a bowling alley eating grilled cheese sandwiches when he accidentally started chatting with another random woman that he thought was his date.
Dude, grilled cheese girl.
Right.
Yeah, we all strive to be her.
And she turned out to be someone completely different, not related at all.
Totally.
Yeah, and she ordered, like, how many grilled cheeses?
Like 12.
Yeah, and ate them all without talking. I'm sorry, he didn't even want to date her. He wanted to date his actual date.
Yeah,
she was very intriguing.
Dude. I don't think the menu was the main part of the story, Brooke.
You
tend to focus on the food part a lot.
It was amazing.
The part that I remember is that we got a yes from his date at that time.
His actual date, not grilled cheese girl.
And we reconnected him. They were supposed to go out again, so I don't know why he's reaching out to us now. Abraham, what happened?
Hey, guys. Well, we went out on a couple more dates, and it just didn't work out.
It fizzled.
That's too bad, man. Sorry about that.
So now we're calling a different woman, I assume?
Yeah. So her name's Charlotte, and she's amazing.
That's sweet,
that's
Abraham.
That's what you said about the last girl. So.
Hey, come on.
All right.
There's a lot of amazing people out there,
Kat. Where did you meet Charlotte?
We met online, actually. And she, first of all, like, her picture is beautiful. She seemed really smart and funny, and even just like chatting, there was instant chemistry. It was just really nice, and it was just really easy.
You sound so excited. I love this.
I am.
Because I remember last time you called in, we really concentrated on, you know, the other woman that was involved. But this time it sounds like it's all about Charlotte.
And you sounded more defeated last time. This time you sound optimistic and hopeful, bro.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic for the person. I'm just really embarrassed that I screwed up again.
Oh, no.
You did.
Don't be, bro.
Why?
Did you do this?
Well, we don't know that yet.
Okay. So here, we finally went on our first date. It was going amazingly well, better than expected. We went out to dinner. And about halfway through, I had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And then probably one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me happened.
And
I want to just fully say it was my fault. She had nothing to do with it.
What?
I basically, I had to get out of there.
What?
Wait, did you have an accident? Is that what you mean? Like you went to the bathroom and had.
No.
I would rather not say.
Okay.
Did you accidentally kiss another guy in there?
Wait, what? No one was thinking that, Jeff.
That's what always happens to me. It's always
sure.
Like, oops, how did that happen?
So you ditched her?
So, I mean, not like just cold. So
you went back to the table and then said you had to leave.
I couldn't. It's hard to explain. I had to get out of there.
And what?
I went to the car and I texted her. I just said, hey, something came up. I'm so sorry. I have to go.
Oh, no.
How could it be that bad where you can't even face her?
I mean, at least
I don't know that I want details if it was that bad. I mean, honestly.
That can't feel good. Like, Alexis, how would you feel if you were on a date with a guy who went to the bathroom and then never came back and just sent you a text being like, sorry, I'm leaving?
I would never talk to him again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, but let's say he paid for your meal and your Uber home.
Oh, money works to save all my problems. So.
See? All right.
Yeah. Here's $100. I'm sorry.
Wait, did you Venmo Charlotte?
I did, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Oh, so you paid for the meal still?
What did you say?
I basically just said I had an emergency and I had to go. I'm sorry that I had to dip out. And then she basically just replied in emojis, and I didn't know what they meant, but I looked it up, and it was not kind.
Like when you string a bunch of emojis together and they mean something.
It's like, what does this middle finger emoji mean? So you're like, Google that.
Yeah, I mean, I just need your guys' help. I don't want her to know that something like happened in the bathroom.
Dude, how are we going to get you another date without telling her what happened?
We'll have to find a way to skirt around it, but we'll play a song, we'll come back, and I normally don't have to ask our listeners to do this, but please, for the love of God, do not use the bathroom in between these two songs, because I don't know what's going to happen to you in there, Abraham, but we need you for the second part of this, okay?
Yeah, so stay put.
Oh, no, I'm not going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
What happens in the bathroom stays in the bathroom. Huh? At least today it does.
Oh, we're going to keep it there?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
This one time and one time only. Because listeners, Abraham, had something embarrassing go down while he was using the restroom in the middle of his first date.
Yeah.
And it was so bad, he had to just ditch right there.
Oh, I just feel so bad for him. I can't imagine what.
I feel bad for both.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
We feel bad, and we don't even know the details of what happened because he's too shy to even tell us. Now, to his credit, he did Venmo his date, Charlotte, to pay for the meal.
Yeah.
He said he was sorry, and he asked for a redo.
All over text, right?
And all he's gotten back are vulgar emojis.
Uh-huh. Deserved. I mean, if you're ditched in the middle of a restaurant, you're not going to believe any excuse somebody gives you.
Yeah.
Abraham, how hopeful are you for this one?
On a scale of 1 to 10, like 7.5.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty
high. That's higher than me.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest.
I can kind of see that because
this is going
to
be hard.
All you got to do is get her to just forgive you. And then other than that, that's the only bad thing that happened on the date.
How do you forgive someone when you don't tell them what happened?
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, you're right.
I mean, because you don't want us to mention anything about an embarrassing situation.
We just need a good enough lie.
Food poisoning?
Common.
Yeah. And could be accurate.
Yeah.
I think we won't expose you for whatever happened.
Okay.
Well, mainly we're not going to expose him because we honestly have no idea what happened.
I know, he's actually smart not to tell us.
Anyway.
We leak that stuff all the time.
Let's just call Charlotte and see what she has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Charlotte?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Charlotte. This is Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
You have a lovely voice, by the way. I just feel like I need to say that.
Yeah.
And a nice name.
Beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know my name? How did you get my number and my name?
Oh, I didn't even get to compliment your number. Beautiful phone number, too.
Okay.
Lots of wonderful numbers in
Maybe
there.
Maybe too thick at this
point. You're buttering her up a lot.
All right. Well, I'm trying to do everything I can because we're calling you, Charlotte, on behalf of one of our listeners who you went out on a date with the other night.
Okay, which guy?
Which, that mean you're seeing a lot of guys right now?
Which is fine.
I mean, not
That's
a
what
lot.
Dating is.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Abraham.
Ugh. Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah.
That
freaking jerk wants to get a hold of me now?
He's not a jerk.
Well, I mean, I can understand why you're so upset with him, Charlotte.
Right.
Even he
can't
gets
believe
it.
what kind of pathetic guy just ditches someone in the middle of a date and then like a radio station to get me on the phone and what?
I agree, despicable. But we're just trying to do our jobs here and trying to help him reconnect with you because he did feel an honest vibe going on.
If he did feel an honest vibe, why would he do that? Like, I spent over an hour getting ready, and then he just abandoned me halfway through the meal. If he really had an honest connection with me, whatever, that wouldn't have happened.
Charlotte, I can tell you right now, he said it was 100% his fault. It was on him, but he couldn't tell you the reason why he had to leave. He just had to go.
Okay, fine. But then, like, but he didn't tell you either?
No, that bothered me too. Honestly.
It's sketchy.
I know, it's not like he has another girlfriend or wife or anything like that. It's nothing terrible.
Well, we don't know that.
No, he has no explanation, and there is just no excuse. Like, I don't see any kind of situation unless there was some fantastic reason, like his apartment was on fire or his dog got loose and like I don't know, got run over, but I don't know why he would.
Oh, wow. Or his dog was on fire.
Yeah, or he got kidnapped in the bathroom against his will.
Oh, that's good, Jeff.
You know, maybe the reason isn't important. I think how he feels now and how he felt even at the time.
It does matter. I want to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we can't give you the answers to that, but someone who can is actually on the other line listening right now. It's Abraham.
Hey, Charlotte.
What? Oh, my God. Wow. This is how you try to talk to me?
Listen. I honestly, I wish that my house had been on fire.
Whoa.
What? Like, I wish that that was what had happened.
Wow. Hopefully your insurance company isn't listening right now. God.
Because the truth is, it was something very bad and embarrassing happened. I needed to get out of that restaurant.
Like, what, was your ex there or something? Like, you need to tell me.
That would have been preferable.
Let's stop naming all the things we would have preferred to have happen.
I think in order for this to go well for you, you might need to tell everybody what happened in the bathroom.
We've all had terrible, embarrassing things happen. I once wet myself in a JCPenney dressing room.
Nobody asked.
I know, but sometimes it's easier to share when other people share first.
And look, you don't have to be specific either. Just give us a general idea of the problem that you faced.
Okay, all right, I'm going to say it, and the only reason I'm doing this is because I really like you, Charlotte, and I want to go on a second date with you, and so... The only reason I'm going to embarrass myself.
Okay?
It's kind of sweet, right?
It is sweet.
If she says yes.
Okay, just say it.
Okay. I was very excited for our date, and I was very nervous. So I was drinking a lot of water, and I had to go to the bathroom. Uh-huh. And so I ran into the bathroom, and I went for the first urinal without even thinking. And I didn't wash my hands before I went to the bathroom. And if you remember
before
I went into the bathroom, I was eating hot wings and I didn't properly clean off my fingers.
And then I went to the bathroom
and I was in a lot of pain.
That happened to my husband once.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Don't laugh at his pain.
Let him keep going.
Sorry.
So you, what?
I think you know what happened. I had hot wing sauce on my fingers and then it touched a very sensitive area.
And it's like, what are you supposed to do? Run to the bathroom and wash it off in the sink?
You can't. You actually can't. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Ow.
So you were in a lot of pain.
Yeah. A glass of milk won't fix that.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
It makes sense
That now. Is so embarrassing.
He tried to warn you.
I had no idea. Like, I feel so horrible for you right now.
Oh my god. Spicy wings, bro.
I wanted to come and talk to you in person, but I was in so, I mean, like, there was tears coming down my face. I had to get home and take a shower.
What do you say? I'm burning down there. I gotta go.
Can you imagine what the other people in the bathroom thought as you're crying?
Don't tell them that, Brooke.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
There's like layers of embarrassment here.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I can't believe he just publicly embarrassed himself in order to go out with you one more time.
Yeah, like something was definitely on fire.
Yeah.
True.
We can create a different type of fire and keep the spark of romance going.
Oh, no wing restaurant,
please. Yeah, I don't know. We can have some ranch dip.
It's getting worse.
Okay. I'm just going to ask it flat out then. Charlotte, we'd like to send you and Abraham out on another date and we'll pay for it.
Honestly, when you first called me, I was like, there's no chance in hell. But I got to say, like, that takes some guts to say this. To me, an awesome radio.
Yeah,
so I appreciate the effort and sure.
Yay!
All right.
Oh my God.
Abraham, we're two for two with you now on second date update.
Oh, crap. Wait, what do you mean two for two?
You
know what? I'll tell you about it at our next date.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an embarrassing story. I'd rather not talk about it on the air in front of people. I'm a little shy.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We've got our wet naps ready because Abraham and Charlotte are both back for an extra spicy edition of the second date update.
Well, let's hope not.
I have a feeling that he is only ordering really tame vanilla food from here on out.
No sauce, please. Yeah. Naked wings.
Abraham, Charlotte, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk to you two.
How's your relationship?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty strong.
You're still going strong.
Look at that. You're finishing each other's sentences.
Slash talking over each other and not listening.
Jeff's annoyed.
Yeah. Whatever. What's the big update, though? Like, just that you guys are together and you're doing good?
It's working?
Yeah, we're really happy. But I do have kind of a bone to pick with you guys.
With us?
Why? Yeah, with you guys. So you know how you guys gave us a gift card for the second date?
Yeah. So that we would pay for your meal when you went out again.
We do it with everyone.
So it expired. It was already expired.
Jeffrey.
Wait. It was expired when you got it, or you waited too long to go out?
No. We went like a week afterwards.
Oh, no.
And then, like, they just said, sorry, it's not valid anymore.
Oh, no.
That's embarrassing. They do give us the old gift cards.
Unless Alexis took it into, like, one of the suntan beds with her and wiped it clean.
Deactivated it.
Yeah, like,
it's a possibility. Oh,
God.
That's so embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
Guys.
Did you contact our promotions department?
No. We ended up just splitting the bill, and it was just kind of a funny story for our friends.
About this cheap radio station. I feel like I should Venmo you some money or someone
do
on the
that,
show.
Do that, Brooke. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, let's all vote. Maybe Brooke Venmo.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Brooke will send you $2,000. Just give us our Venmo.
Nice.
$60. I wouldn't complain about that.
Okay, right. That's not true. Yeah. Okay. Don't listen to him. That's also an expired offer.
It's on air. It's legal.
But your guys' relationship, that's still intact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been 8 or 9 months. We avoid any place that sells wings, basically.
Good.
Yep. Good. That's super sweet.
I wouldn't be able to eat wings on my own.
You're
so
scarred.
My ass off.
That's great. I hope you guys serve him at the wedding.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.